Audio Renaissance presents Terror's Echo, Novellas from Transgressions, compiled and edited by Ed McBain.
Keller's Adjustment by Lawrence Block. Keller, waiting for the traffic light to turn from red to green, wondered what had happened to the world. The traffic light wasn't the problem. There had been traffic lights for longer than he could remember, longer than he'd been alive. For almost as long as there had been automobiles, he supposed. Although the automobile had clearly come first and would in fact have necessitated the traffic light. At first, they'd have made do without them, he supposed, and then, when there were enough cars around for them to start slamming into one another, someone would have figured out that some form of control was necessary, some device to stop east-west traffic while allowing north-south traffic to proceed, and then switching. He could imagine an early motorist fulminating against the new regimen. Hull world's going to hell. They're taking our rights away one after another. Light turns red because some damn timer tells it to turn red. A man's supposed to stop what he's doing and hit the brakes. Don't matter if there ain't another car around for 50 miles. He's got to stop and stand there like a goddamn fool until the light turns green and tells him he can go again. Who wants to live in a country like that? Who wants to bring children into a world where that kind of crap goes on? A horn sounded, jarring Keller abruptly from the early days of the 20th century to the early days of the 21st. The light, he noted, had turned from red to green, and the fellow in the SUV just behind him.